Talking about sports!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. You can engineer a great night's sleep through engineersleep.com. Engineer Sleep is hiring, and Engineer Sleep is, the reason they're hiring is because they're so busy and they're producing all more mattresses than ever before, and their phone lines are jammed, and people coming in over there, and the websites are jammed, and they're doing great over there. Engineer you a better night's sleep. If you're going to hopefully spend a third of your life sleeping, why not get it on a mattress exactly tailor-made just for you? It's not even close. It's the best you can have. On top of all that, what we're talking about here is a fantastic deal. 10% off when you tell them you heard about it here. They're not going to have a middleman. So not only is your mattress not sitting around collecting dust in some warehouse, but you're paying not full retail for it. You're paying it at wholesale, which is a great deal. That's how it makes it affordable for you to have a custom-made design bed just for you. Delivered very, very soon after you ordered. Go by, test them out. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Tell them you heard about it here, 10% off. You can't beat that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. William, our friend from the Peach State, joins us. Good morning, William. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Couldn't be better, man. Getting ready for a good weekend. Getting ready for a football season. Getting closer. Only 36 days, 5 hours, 15 minutes, and 12 seconds. But who's counting?
Oh, Lord, you're not keeping up with
me. No, wouldn't keep up with that at all, no.
Believe it or not, I ain't even going to bring up Georgia or Clemson today, but I would like to talk about that 2004 USC-Oklahoma game.
Yes.
You know, that was one of the biggest stinks of all time. And I want to see why, if you know why, because there was one team, and this team I hate with a fire, I'm talking about in fiery passion in my belly ache, went 13-0 that year and got passed up for the national championship. You remember what team that was?
Yeah, it was Auburn.
That's right. And, I mean, I got to give – I mean, if you – I don't care if you're in the Power Five Conference. If you win that many games in the regular season, you deserve a shot. Now, well, we agree on that, right?
Well, let me ask you this. You had three undefeated teams. Who would you have left out?
True. I don't know, man. I guess they had to flip a coin that year. I don't know, but I didn't know there was three undefeated teams. I knew Auburn was undefeated, so you educate me every day.
Oh, I try, man.
I didn't know there was three. Who were the other two? Who were the other two teams?
The two that played for the national championship, Southern Cal and Oklahoma.
I thought they lost the game that year.
No, they were all undefeated.
I thought they lost the game.
Nope, undefeated.
But anyway, I just want to bring that up. Keep your eye on the text line. I'm going to send you a picture.
Sounds good, bud.
Ain't nothing. All right.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate the phone call. Let me quickly go over this. 2004 Auburn, just to clear it up to make sure we're right by this. Auburn went undefeated that year. They started out 17th, and they climbed up to number 3, which is great. They beat, let's keep up track of this. They beat 5th-ranked LSU at home by 1. They beat 10th-ranked Tennessee by 24 up in Neyland. They beat 5th-ranked Georgia 24-6. They beat 53rd Tennessee in the championship game by 10. And then they beat 9th ranked. Well, that's just regular season before that. So they beat 4 ranked teams. And that was a good team. They get a 1-point win in there. But, you know, they start off 17th. 2004 Southern Cal team. Let's look these guys up and see. This was a great team. That started out preseason number 1 and stayed number 1 the entire year. That team beat 7th-ranked Stanford, 15th-ranked Arizona State. It's only 2 ranked teams. Their schedule wasn't as tough, but they were blowing teams out. Nobody stayed within, let's see, number 7th-ranked Cal. That was Aaron Rodgers' Cal team. They beat them by 6, and they beat Oregon State by 8 at that time, but on the road. But, you know, they ended up beating Oklahoma 55-19. They were the best team in the country. They were number one preseason and stayed number one all year long. A team right 17th, you're not going to come and overturn that, right, Zay? If you're a preseason number one team, is not going to lose to not going to lose a spot to a team start out 17th, are they?
No, you wouldn't assume so.
Right. And Oklahoma, that see, that's why the preseason poll is so doggone important. Oklahoma that season started out as the nation's number two team. So number one and number two stayed the same all year long. That team beat fifth-ranked Texas by 12, beat Oklahoma State, who's ranked 20th by 3, beat 22nd-ranked A&M by 7, and then lost to Southern Cal in the national championship game. They're rolling teams as well. But number one, number two, one team start off number one, one team start off number two, one team start off number 17. Which one's going to play for national championship? Or which two?
Number two.
Right, number two and number one going to play each other.
Yep, yep.
So, just for that. All right. Clemson got a football commitment yesterday, Mr. Or 24. Did you see this?
Four-star, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. You know, I know you're not into four-stars.
No.
If it's not five-stars, you don't really care. By the way, a couple of five-stars coming to town this weekend.
Well, good. Let's get these boys on campus and let's get them committed.
Yeah. Yesterday, Clemson gets Sergio Allen. He is a bear with me a second. I can tell you what both services have him now. Allen is a junior linebacker, rising junior linebacker. He is from Peach County High School, I should say, Fort Valley, Georgia. He's about 6'2", 220. Rivals has him as a four-star. They have him number 164 player overall. 247 has him as a four-star, number 94 overall. And let me tell you who Rivals says. Just, you know, offers are kind of tough. Offers aren't the easy thing to look at because some teams just offer just to offer without, you know, committing this way. But this is a really good start for Clemson, by the way, because you get two really good players starting off the bat there for it. Sergio Allen, according to the folks at Rivals.com, had offers from Clemson, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Georgia, Georgia Tech, LSU, Michigan, Ole Miss, Oregon, Penn State, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, among others. And a nice pickup. Nice way to start the cookout weekend this weekend. It goes along with their other 2020 commitment. Defensive lineman from Hartsville, who is a top 100 player at this point, DeMonte Capehart. That's what Rivals has him, by the way. They've got him ranked 39th in the country. So two defenders right now, two four-star defenders right now, two guys right in the top, top 250, top 164 for one and 39 for the other. So a good start 2020. And I saw an article the other day about the 2020 class, and Clemson's off to a really, really good start with some of those really, really cool there. So another good linebacker and another good pickup for Clemson. You know what it is, too? Another guy with great hair. See the picture of him?
I haven't.
Another guy with great hair, man. I'm a little jealous. My wife says I'm jealous of all these guys with great hair. So it's a really nice pickup for Sergio.
Was there a time in your life when you had great hair?
No.
Really?
Yeah, there was.
Was it?
When I was a baby, I came out. I had to show you pictures, Zach. I got to get my mom to send some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I had, when I was came right there into the world, day one,
mm-hmm.
big full head of hair, man. Dark, beautiful, handsome baby.
Handsome baby. Yeah.
Don't know what happened, but boy, I came out looking like a little superstar.
Man.
And then about 2 years old, I've had bad hair for 48 years.
I hate to hear that.
It's okay, man. You know what? If given a choice between bad hair and a lot of other stuff, you know?
Yeah, sure.
You know? Can't be that smart and have great hair, you know? You got to have, if given a choice, you know what I'm saying?
Can't have everything be perfect.
No. Ralph Patterson sent me a text this morning. And I found it pretty interesting. The athletic director down at Newberry College says, is it true that not a single SEC team plays two non-conference games versus Power 5 opponents this year? Not only is that true, but each team only plays one except for Arkansas. They don't play any Power 5 schools. non-conference.
Who are they playing?
Arkansas. Chad Morris, first year. Let me find that for you there, buddy boy. I like when you ask questions I can answer. Eastern Illinois at Colorado State, North Texas, and Tulsa.
Jeez.
Sign me up for some season tickets in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
You're trying to win some games down there in Arkansas.
Yeah. That's four wins.
Yes, sir.
Only won four last year. Brett Bielema would have messed one of those up, though.
Man, they're going to go win eight games this year.
So for the entire SEC, for the 14 SEC teams this year, they've scheduled 13 Power 5 non-conference games for the entire league. Everybody plays one. For instance, you want to know who those are? Mr. Or 24, Jack Lake Tonto?
I would love to know.
Eskimo flip-flops, Shea Worthy?
Come on, man. I like wearing flip-flops. Don't make me not wear flip-flops.
Alabama has Louisville, Arkansas State, Louisiana Monroe, and the Citadel. Auburn has Washington, Alabama State. Arkansas State. Alabama State, Southern Miss, and Liberty. Mississippi State has Stephen F. Austin at Kansas State, Louisiana Monroe, and Louisiana Tech. A&M has Northwestern State, Clemson, Louisiana Monroe, and UAB. LSU has Miami, Southeast Louisiana, Louisiana Tech, and Rice. Arkansas, I told you that one. Eastern Illinois, Colorado State, North Texas, and Tulsa. Ole Miss has Texas Tech. That's one. Southern Illinois, Kent State, and Louisiana Monroe. Georgia has Austin Peay, Middle Tennessee State, Massachusetts, and Georgia Tech. Florida has Charleston Southern, Colorado State, Idaho, and Florida State. South Carolina has Coastal Carolina, Marshall, Chattanooga, and Clemson. Missouri has UT Martin, Wyoming, Purdue, and Memphis. Kentucky has Central Michigan, Murray State, Middle Tennessee State, and Louisville. I'm sorry.
All.
Tennessee has West Virginia, East Tennessee State, UTEP, and Charlotte. Not the Bobcats, not the Hornets. Vanderbilt has Middle Tennessee State, Nevada. They do have Notre Dame and Tennessee State. So 13 between the 14 Power 5 schools there. Not a great look for the SEC in that one. Texture asks, isn't Colorado State Power 5? No. The Fighting Mike Bobos, as a matter of fact, at Colorado State. They're in the Mountain West. That's not Power 5. Power 5 is ACC, SEC, Big 10, Big 12, and Pac-12. Those are the Power 5 conferences out there. And of those, that's 60-something teams, whatever. So SEC has, a lot of you say, okay, how many does the ACC have? Clemson has Furman, Texas A&M, Georgia Southern, and South Carolina. So Clemson has two. Florida State has Samford, Northern Illinois, Notre Dame, and Florida. So they have two. No, Notre Dame's not Power 5. Hey, we can count Notre Dame's Power 5 because Notre Dame's Power 5. Power 5 plus Notre Dame. Because SEC has one of the Notre Dame schools, so we give them credit for that one.
Yes.
Okay. Boston College, UMass, Holy Cross, Temple, and Purdue. So that's one. Purdue's in the Big Ten. Louisville has Alabama, Indiana State, Western Kentucky.
Kentucky.
And Kentucky. So they have two. NC State's always bad, but they have James Madison, Georgia State, West Virginia is one, and Marshall. Marshall's not a Power 5, but West Virginia is.
West Virginia.
Mountain Mama. Wake Forest has Tulane, Towson, Notre Dame, and Rice. So one. Syracuse has Western Michigan, Wagner, UConn, and Notre Dame. So that's one. Miami has LSU, Savannah State, Toledo, and FIU. That's one. North Carolina has Cal, East Carolina, Central Florida, and Western Carolina, so that's one. Duke has Army, Northwestern is one, Baylor is one, and North Carolina Central. So Duke has two. So far we have Clemson. Let's see if I'm right with saying this. Clemson, Florida State, Louisville, and Virginia. I mean, Duke, all with two on there so far. Virginia Tech has William & Mary, East Carolina, Old Dominion, and Notre Dame. Just one for them. Georgia Tech has Alcorn State, South Florida, Bowling Green, and Georgia. Just one for them. Pittsburgh has Albany, Penn State, Central Florida, and Notre Dame. So they have two. Virginia has Richmond, Indiana, Ohio, and Liberty. So they have just one in Indiana. The ACC has 19 altogether. And five of their schools have two.
And the number for the SEC again?
13. And none of their schools have two.
How about that?
So anyway, just a little lesson for you there.
How about that?
When we return, we're going to get with Josh Williams. He has an article out. He has a thought out about developing talent and who are the best schools at developing talent, recruiting rankings compared to draft picks. Pretty cool little concept, I think. So we'll get to that. Short break. I do want to tell you about my friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark sends me these emails now that are great, but I don't have to do that because I can just go straight to Prime Lending. If you don't get these emails, I can just go straight to Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com and go to their page that has a glossary. Like, do you have any idea what adjusted rate mortgages, what ARM mortgages are? Adjusted rate mortgages.
No idea. Tell me all about them.
You just go to Prime Lending. Construction loans, debt to income ratio, earnest money, hazard insurance, liens, market value, mortgage brokers, mortgage bankers. It's just a difference in all that. It's a glossary of a couple hundred terms in there that can help you out. A frequently asked questions list on here of, you know, what type of mortgages do they offer? How's a pre-qualification letter? What is it? Why do I need one? Which loan program suits best me? What's the difference in a VA and a FHA loan? Just stuff like that can help you out. So put it on your favorites list. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. And in the end, you're going to love. You'll sign up with them. You'll love these people. Give them a call. Start the process with them. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Some pretty interesting stuff. College Football Talk with Josh Williams right after this.
Hi friends, Mickey Fowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. Hugh Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTE for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, the best 13- to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Get your perfect car for your best summer yet right now at Anderson Ford during their summer clearance event now through July 30th. These deals won't last long on hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you could be driving home in your car today. Open daily till 8, 6 on Sunday. It's the summer clearance sales event going on right now at Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard, a few miles east of I-85 at exit 19. Ride in style this summer from Anderson Ford.
Here is what a satisfied Aquapool Care customer had to say.
You know, Richard Bishop has been in the pool business for a long time and has a lot of satisfied customers. He's also a fine person and somebody you don't mind being around your home or in contact with your family.
If you want your pool installed by Aquapool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
It's what you've been waiting for. Sunnyside Cafe in Clemson is open and ready for business. Visit them in Patrick Square at 101 Market Street in Clemson. Experience delicious fresh menu items and exceptional service. Sunnyside Cafe offers breakfast and lunch all day in a casual dining atmosphere. Try the Buffalo Blue Chicken Wrap. Shrimp and grits or fried green tomato, egg, cheddar, and sausage biscuit served with home fries. Hey, ditch the processed fast food. Eat local. Visit our sunnysidecafe.com. We'll see you soon.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now stay tuned for
Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I told you I had bad hair since childhood, right? I need to get my mom to text me a picture of me as a little baby, man, to show you, buddy. You'd say, oh, goodness gracious, what happens, huh? What happened? Sorry. What happened was I didn't go to Roosters until recently. Roosters, this is an awesome place. For generations, the barbershop was a way of life. You grew up in the same barbershop, right? Did you go to the same barbershop forever?
18 years of my life.
How about that? Well, they're back now. We're no more salons, no more unisex craze. Go get your haircut like a man. Do yourself a favor. Treat yourself. Your lady will notice the difference. You smell better. Your straight razor shaving it. It look awesome. It's your friends at Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. 884-8920. 884-8920. I'm in a text war right now with the Gamecock fan. He goes, here's what his text says. Why is that not a good look for the SEC? I answered back, because their schedules are a joke. How do you miss that? He goes, your in-conference is a joke. So my answer back, Zach Orr, Mr. 24, Jack Lake Tonto, Eskimo, Shiroller. Clemson's schedule has been ranked higher than South Carolina each of the last 2 years. Clemson played 6 ranked teams last year. South Carolina only played 1 other than Clemson. He goes, BS. I can't help the facts, dude. Don't kill the messenger. Your schedule's been a joke. You played 1 ranked team other than Clemson last year, and that was Georgia. The last 2 years, Clemson's schedule has been ranked higher in South Carolina. And this year coming up, Clemson's schedule is ranked harder in South Carolina. I can't help that. What's BS? Prove me otherwise. How many ranked teams other than Clemson did South Carolina play last year? Because Clemson played 13th ranked Auburn, 14th ranked Louisville, 12th ranked Virginia Tech, 20th ranked NC State. At the time they played them, 7th ranked Miami, and 4th ranked Alabama. South Carolina played 2nd ranked Georgia. 4th ranked Clemson. That's it. I can't help that. So you say BS, but give me tangible, fight back with that. Give me a fact. Show me one in that. Teams you played when they were ranked. Whew. Josh Williams joins us. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing great. See, you see what I'm saying here, man. This is my job. This is what I got to put up with. A couple of clown acts out there. you sent me some pretty interesting stuff. Talk to me about this idea that Clemson has developed talent as good or better than anybody in recent years, considering recruiting rankings and draft.
Yeah, this is a recent study done over a 10-year period of recruiting classes that have exhausted their eligibility. So it's from 2004 to 2013. The reason 2014 is not on there is there could still be fifth-year guys that could go to the draft this year. So this study went over that, analyzed, there's over 14,000 recruits and, over 1,600 draft picks over those 10 years, and broke it down by and compared to their composite ranking on the 247 recruiting system. For instance, recruits that are ranked, kind of the upper four-star, five-star range that had a composite rating, basically like 98 to 100, basically are drafted almost 50% of the time, and goes down from there. And what they do that with the composite ratings for each of these classes and come up with an expected number of draft picks per year. So basically the top 10 schools and that produced a net gain or the biggest net gains in expected actual draft picks versus what they're expected. Number one was Clemson. Then it goes to Alabama, LSU, Wisconsin, Iowa, Ohio State, Stanford, TCU, South Carolina, and North Carolina, and actually Georgia being number 11. So Clemson had the biggest net gain. So over that 10-year period, based on these composite rankings, it comes out to an expect. They were supposed to have an expected 28 draft picks, and actually they produced 49. Each year they exceeded their expectation. When you look back in like 2004, 2005, the expected was only like 1.5, 2.5, but they did consistently produce 3 or 4 per year. The thing that kind of stuck out to me the most in looking at this is just kind of the sheer amount of kind of two-star, low, mid-level, three-star guys that went on to get drafted. Obviously, in recent years you've seen T.J. Green, who's actually, came in as a two-star wide receiver, made it as a top 60 pick as a safety there in the second round. And you've got some other ones in there, like Cody Sensabaugh, the top 4-round pick. He was a late add. If I remember right, maybe Clemson got him from, he was actually considering App State for most of his recruiting process. And, Andre Branch was another one that was a two-star, went on to a second-round pick. The list kind of goes on and on. And then when you also kind of break it down in the best classes, the best class for Clemson in terms of the biggest gain was the 2013 class, where produced 9 draft picks, and it only had an expected of basically like 3.5. So, 5.5 to 6 gain in that, which is over 150%. So, that was the class that had T.J. Green, like we mentioned there, Tankersley, Shaq Lawson, and Jalen Kearse, Mackenzie Alexander, and then Mike Williams, Dorian O'Daniel was in that class, and then also Wayne Gallman and Jordan Leggett.
Yeah, that class really was amazing. Now, if you're thinking about it, folks say, what's Alabama? Alabama's second on the list by producing 61, but they were expected to produce 44 by the recruiting rank. In other words, they had 12 more than Clemson drafted, but they were expected to have 16 more. This goes to Joey Batson. This goes to Clemson's coaching staff, maybe evaluation. There's a lot of things that go into this, right?
Yeah, I think this kind of combines your recruiting ranking and then also incorporates the evaluation and grooming these guys once they're on campus. And developing these guys, because that's the one thing that stood out to me on that was that, how many 2- and 3-star guys Clemson's had that did get drafted over this time period, that obviously would have been very, very low percentage in being expected to be drafted. And another thing, this doesn't even include guys, obviously, that that weren't drafted but have signed in free agents and are still in the league. Like, I mean, obviously, Jerron Brown was a part of that class. You know, he's on his second contract. You got Catanzaro's on the second contract, and Tyler Shatley, and also, you know, Adam Humphries, Deshaun Williams. So those guys aren't even included in there, you know, but really, I you know, could almost kind of be lumped in there because they were signed as free agents, and they've gone on to be successful enough and stay on rosters, you know, and get to a second contract.
It's a great point. Now, this goes back to the 04 recruiting classes. The Gamecocks in this one, I believe, were 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They were ninth in it. Expected to have 28, and they had 36. They were plus 8. Georgia was a plus 7. Georgia was expected to have 39, had 46 through some of that. Surprising at, I mean, on this, you know, your expectation level would be pretty low. Like, for instance, TCU only expected 17, but they got 26. That doesn't surprise me that they're plus 9. Is there any on a team that's kind of surprising that's on this list for you?
A little bit. I mean, you know, when you talk about the expected number, it's kind of coincidental that South Carolina and Clemson's expected number was the exact same over this time period. When you look at it as a per-class basis, the biggest game was actually Louisville, their 2011 class. They came in with expected 2 draft picks based on their composite rankings, and they produced 9. And that's a class looking at it. That's a Charlie Strong class that had a plus 7 game, which is, you know, 350%. And you look at it, you can tell it's a Charlie Strong class for sure because it was heavy Florida. Out of those 9 draft picks, 6 of them were from the state of Florida, and it's something that produced 3 first-rounders and Devontae Parker and Calvin Pryor and Teddy Bridgewater. And then some other mid-level guys, you know, Lorenzo Malden was a 3rd-rounder, and Jamon Brown was a 3rd-rounder. So that's one that's the biggest gain just as a single class with a plus 9 there. You know, Georgia had one in there that was in the top 5 and you know, highest gain there. That was their 2008 class. That was the AJ Green class that produced 10 draft picks out of expected, basically 4.5. So
here's what's amazing to me then, in thinking about that, Alabama's class of 08 is the highest expectation class. I think you said that at 6.1 guys they expected to be picked, and they got 10 picked out of that class. 10 was the most. Alabama of 13, Alabama of 08, the Florida class of 13, Alabama of 09, LSU of 04, Georgia of 08, and Southern Cal of 05. Clemson had 9 in 13. But what's amazing, Josh, we just talked about that 01 Miami team. I don't know if you heard us talk about that or not. But on that team, now that was 4 classes combined, but they had 39 players drafted. They had 17 first-round draft picks. 17.
Yeah, that's you know, I saw that ESPN thing that came out yesterday or day before ranking the 20 best or ranking the national championship teams over the last 20 years, basically over the BCS period plus the first part of the playoff. And, you know, that Miami team was like, you know, 3rd on the list.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, another one that would be interesting to look at would be that Florida State team from, was it 2013? All 22 of their starters plus their kicker was drafted.
That is crazy to think about. I thought those two were the two very best teams in this way. But TCU shows up a couple times in this list. So Gary Patterson is a good talent evaluator and developer. But I'm glad you mentioned Charlie Strong because I think that's what Louisville's missing now. And I think if you look at Louisville's teams that Charlie Strong left – and the Louisville teams that you saw last year, and I think we'll see more in the future. Are you in agreement with me that, I mean, you saw him in person. You've seen him in person in the last 2 or 3 years here, because I know you didn't go up there, was last year, the year before you did that, I guess. But have you seen, I mean, there's a drop-off in that program right now because Charlie Strong evaluated better, it looks like to me, and developed better.
Yeah, and, you know, you could almost make an argue the point that, you know, outside of Lamar Jackson, I mean, some of Petrino's best talent that he's acquired has been acquired through transfers from cast-offs from other programs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess he's never really been that strong of a a recruiter itself, but it's definitely taken a dip down in maybe evaluation, you know, and developing it as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Man, let's talk next week. We'll talk as football practice begins. Looking forward to visiting with you next week and catching up with you then. I always appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, it sounds good. Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend, guys.
It's good friend Josh Williams, J-Dub. How do you get these numbers, man? Like, how does he know all those numbers all the time like that? Good stuff. Appreciate Josh checking in with us here on a Friday. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. When we do, we have open phone line segments. Can't wait to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I wanted to get in some FPI today. There are several crucial seasons, my friends, out there. Josh, Zachor 24. Several crucial seasons. I want to get to talk about some FPI when we come back. Some Mickey Pollard Show and my text war with my troller. We'll do more of that right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. 2018 Clemson football single game tickets are currently available.
So at left side looking for Higgins in the end zone. Ball batted up in there. Higgins comes down with a touchdown.
Visit ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets to see the Tigers in Memorial Stadium this fall. You can also visit ClemsonTigers.com for a list of game day designations to help plan out your visit to Clemson. Be sure and purchase your tickets today before they are gone. It's Clemson Tiger football. We'll see you in Death Valley.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel Murdoch from Ed Murdoch Superstores. Thanks to everyone that came into Ed Murdoch's and bought last month. We're celebrating the best month in sales we've ever had at the dealership. At Ed Murdoch Superstores, there's always a Murdoch on the lot. Matthew, Brian, Johnny, and I'm saving the best for last, myself, Daniel Murdoch. Make sure you ask for me when you come in. I'll make sure Dad gives you the best deal. We have a ton of inventory, new and used. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford. Our service department and body shop are also incredible. If you wreck it, we can fix it. Currently, we have three Jeep models under 20 grand, 2018 Cherokees, Renegades, and Compasses, along with special incentives on all the other vehicles we've got on the lot. Come see any of the Murdochs and our team at Ed Murdoch Superstores, but especially me, Daniel Murdoch. Our family has been in business for almost 30 years. We'll make sure you are treated like family. Exit 173 off of I-85 in Livonia, Georgia, just across the Georgia line. We're at EdMurdochSuperstores.com. If you didn't buy from Ed Murdoch, you probably paid too much.
Hey guys, Austin here with Tiger Properties. Are you still looking for housing this fall? No worries. Check out the University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing. These exceptional two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom cottages feature private baths, ample parking for you and your friends, free high-speed internet, a coffee bar for those all-nighters, and the University Cottages is conveniently located just 5 minutes from Clemson University. For more information, visit our website at universitycottages.com or give us a call at 864-654-RENT.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take red. 800-645-4371.
Hi friends, Mickey Poller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Strike three, you're up.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
As I look over to my flip-flop Eskimo brother, Zach Overstore 24, Jack Lake Tonto, I see a Priority One Security Studios back there. You never see that, do you? Because you're not really facing it.
The reflection. I can see it.
When I see you, that's what I see, Priority One Security. Mm. Priority One, man, they've been awesome with us. Have you seen, you know, on our cameras here, that we actually caught somebody one time. We only had one little theft issue here, and we caught the person on there. We have, like, very, 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 very clear cameras, like HD cameras. And absolutely love the technology on our side. At my house, man, like, clear HD cameras. Ben Milstead's got the best cameras I've ever seen. So get in touch with them. Professional security that's going to just knock your socks off with who they are and how they do it. I was in another meeting yesterday and remind us that Priority One and the folks over there matched every dollar for Tigers for Tatas. We'll do that this fall too. It's really cool stuff. It's Priority One, residential, commercial, industrial. For the best in security, get in touch with friends at Priority One at PriorityOneSecurity.com. Text line 986-1566. I hate just destroying people on the text line.
Listen, as a third-party observer, it's been tough to watch. Just tough to watch for that guy.
Somebody stop this fight. Somebody throw in the towel.
My goodness.
Do you care to comment on anything that's been going on with this?
I mean, you kind of kept people updated there. It's been going on for quite a while.
Right.
And he hasn't responded in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in messengers. So I'm pretty sure he's dead. It's over. You killed him.
I feel bad for destroying people, taking away their pulling their hearts out of their chest like that.
Not even 8 o'clock in the morning yet.
I know. And I'm destroying the guy's hope on a Friday.
Trying to have a good weekend.
Peeing in his cornflakes. I don't want to do that. Let me get to some FBI things today. Oh, let me ask you this quickly. J.A. Happ, you happy?
He is a upgrade over an average rotation. So it's a good piece. He's still a middle of the rotation guy. He's not going to be one that will be you know, your starter in a game seven of a game.
Is when healthy, is he that much better than what they've got?
He is that much better against the Red Sox.
Oh.
That is why they made the move for him.
You like the Zach Britton train?
Yes. He pitched last night. He looked great last night.
Yeah, looked good. Looked good. Severino, obviously, is number one. I tell you, if, you know, getting Tanaka back, that was nice to see. He's not an upgrade over Sabathia, is he? Sabathia 6-4.
He probably is.
Really?
Yeah.
3.51 ERA.
He's probably your three starter right now.
Really? Sonny Gray, you've given him a hard time. He pitched well last night.
Sonny Gray can go play in traffic as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, come on, man. He's got great stuff. He's got some mechanical things.
Sonny Gray can go away.
No.
As soon as possible.
No. We are 4 minutes in, 5 minutes in now, and still no answer back.
I don't think it's happening, man. I just don't think it's happening. I don't understand how you could possibly come back from all that nonsense.
Somebody stop this fight. It's not fair. With half my brain tied behind my back.
Half my brain. Jeez.
It's not even fair destroying people with facts.
It's just tough to watch.
By the way, when I included that six, I didn't include South Carolina because they weren't in the rankings that I was looking at.
But they were ranked at the end of the season when we played them, at least.
Right, but not. There's two different ways to look at it. Ranked when you played them or ranked at the end of the season. Either way, it's not even close. So,
either way.
Just hate the facts, man. Just destroying people. Breaking necks and cashing checks. My wife was busy at work yesterday, and she said,
"Hey, not today though. Can't get her in the office on Fridays." No.
She said,
"Got them summer hours.
Taking butt, kicking. Kicking butt, and taking initials. Don't have time to take the full name. Kicking so much butt around here." All right, I have some key wins on this FPI Football Power Index. They look at your projected win total for Clemson. They say 11.4 and 1.4, which adds up to 12.8 games. Alabama's 10.8 wins and 1.8 losses, which goes 12.6 games. I don't understand how you do all that. Clemson has a 20.7% chance of winning out. Alabama has a 10% chance of winning out. Georgia has a 10.1% chance of winning out. Now, this is just in the regular season. Clemson's number one in the FPI, Football Power Index, from ESPN. Alabama 2, Georgia 3, Ohio State 4, Washington 5, Notre Dame 6, followed by Auburn, Oklahoma, Penn State, Michigan State. Michigan's 11, followed by Wisconsin, Stanford, Miami, and Mississippi State. 16 is Texas. Hey, I told you, pal. Keep telling you, don't sleep on Texas. Followed by Southern Cal, Florida State, A&M, and Oklahoma State. Gamecocks, this one ranked 28th. Told you FPI-wise, South Carolina expected to, according to them, lose to Georgia, Ole Miss, Florida, and Clemson, 8-4. The teams that, I give Georgia a hard time from a schedule standpoint. Now, they say 10.9 and 1.8, 10.9 wins, 1.8 losses, but there's no team that Georgia's not favored over in this one. Auburn's the closest at 66%. Told you Clemson's favored in every one of their games. The closest Clemson game, according to the FPI. Bear with me. Clicked on the wrong one. Got a little itchy trigger finger over here.
Yeah, you're trying to jump everything.
Yeah. Clemson's closest opponent this year, according to the FPI at least, would be a 75.7% chance of winning at Texas A&M. Alabama expected to, or favored every one of their games. Alabama's closest game, according to FPI, at LSU, 77.8. No. Auburn at home. Auburn, 66.8% chance of winning that one. Don't let Alabama lose to Auburn twice in a row. Ohio State has a 6.5% chance of winning out. The Urban Meyer-led Buckeyes favored in every game. Their closest, though, Penn State. At Penn State, 51.8. So that now we're getting into that 50-50 deals. 8 minutes in, no response. Washington.
Just dancing on this dude's grave at this point. It's just tough to watch.
Washington favored. You know what I'm doing to this guy? Running over him in a glass-bottom truck so I can see it when I run over him.
Oh, mama.
Washington favored in every game. But the Auburn game they're favored in this one only at 50.5 compared to Auburn at 49.5. Those are the only teams, I think I'm saying this, is Notre Dame expected to win out and all their. Yeah, Notre Dame favored every one of their games, according to FPI. Southern Cal, 59.1. So those are the only teams, I think, of the Power 5, at least, that are favored in every game. Let me check Oklahoma. Oklahoma might be favored. Yeah, Oklahoma's favored. Every game, the closest one for them, Iowa State, 70. No, West Virginia, 74.6. Look out for that one. Morgantown in late November could be a could be interesting. So those are the ones that that are favorite in every single game of the Power Five conferences. Mr. Orr 24, give me a team out there that you have a great feeling about, have a terrible feeling about, are interested in, hot seat, got to make, because I want to see what FBI thinks about it compared to what you think about them. Give me a team out there that's got your attention for whatever reason they might have it for. Upcoming, team going up, team going down.
Michigan.
Michigan in this list is 11th.
Michigan and Shea Patterson.
What would what's your win game for you compared to a win game for FPI? You ready? Michigan at Notre Dame.
Win.
Ooh, not according to FPI. 31.7.
Hate to hear that. Brandon Wimbush is not a better quarterback than Shea Patterson.
Maybe not. Outlined against a blue gray October sky. That'd be September sky. Mm. The Four Horsemen rode again. Touchdown, Jesus in the background. Newt Rockne, Eric Parsegian, Lou Holtz. I'll give you three reasons why Georgia State's going to win it. First day will be able to score more points.
Second is he going to be on there again?
Huh?
Is he retired yet, or is he still?
Certainly,
he's still going.
Certainly, he's still on there. The guy was like 5'2", 112 pounds, and tried to head the deepest voids ever.
Mm.
31.7. Western Michigan?
Win.
SMU?
Win. What's the FBI's in these?
94.7, 96.6. Nebraska?
W.
88.7. At Northwestern?
W.
65.4.
Ooh, interesting.
Maryland?
W.
90%. Scotty?
George W. No, they lose that game.
Against W?
Yeah.
You think they win or lose?
I think they lose that game.
Really? FBI says they win 59%. So it's 1-1 there. Mm. At Michigan State?
Win.
They say loss 39%.
Okay, we'll split those. That's fine.
Penn State at home?
At home?
Yeah.
W.
They say 58.5. At Rutgers, where your sister be in the marching band halftime show, she'll intimidate.
The birthplace of college football.
Yeah.
They win that game.
88%. Indiana home?
Win.
92%. At Ohio State?
Loss.
29%. You say 10-2 with Shea Patterson. They say 9-3 with Shea Patterson. That's where we are there. 11 minutes in. No response. 11 minutes in.
Maybe the guy, you know, had to go to work or something. I don't know. Maybe he's getting back to it.
We know he's not going to work as a college football analyst anywhere.
Oh, God.
See, what got me about the guy was the first text was, we gave you the SEC's out-of-conference schedule. Okay?
We did.
We gave you that no SEC team plays two Power Five out-of-conference schedules, out-of-conference teams, and Arkansas didn't play any. They only played 13 in the whole conference, and we gave you all those Power Five all those non-Power Five matchups of how they're playing the Murray States of the world, all these games against Louisiana Tech, Alabama State, and Arkansas State. And, and his first text was, why is that not a good look for the SEC? And so he said, well, what did you miss? And he goes, well, your in-conference is a joke. And that's where we had to get into just the facts of how Clemson's schedule has been ranked higher.
Just the facts, man.
And now we're 12 minutes in from the rebuild. When you rebuilt Europe post-World War I, post-World War II,
yeah.
It was a long process?
Of course.
Longer than 13 minutes, because now we're 13 minutes in. How long do you think it'll be before we get a rebuild on this one?
Listen, man, I think he's gone. He gone. I'm sorry. Sorry to hear that.
Give me one more quick team that like has your attention.
Attention and maybe a little bit of interest out there.
I got one. Can I do one?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
LSU.
I have no interest in LSU.
I do.
Why? Because they're going to beat Miami week one?
Well, no. Orgeron and hot seat.
Football.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 5-7 is what the FPI says.
Yikes.
Losses to Miami, Auburn, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi State, Alabama, and Texas A&M. 5-7. And then you ask who'll be the next coach at LSU. Chip Brown? Hmm?
West Virginia.
All right.
West Virginia.
Mountain Mama, take me home. West
Country.
By God, Virginia. Let me find him on here.
Old Dana. Dana, Will Greer going to be slinging it around West Virginia, around Morgantown.
Think his wife's going to be in the stands every single game?
I would assume so.
Where's West Virginia on here?
West Virginia is located just north of Virginia.
No, they're way down at 39th on the
south
FBI.
Of Pennsylvania.
Ready?
Yeah.
I know where the state is.
Oh, okay.
It's a weird looking geography.
You're a little tough with your geography in this
state. No, I'm great. Losses to NC State, Texas Tech, Iowa State, Texas, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma. 6-6.
Yikes.
Ouch. Man.
You hate to see that.
That ain't good. Hey, Canty Foundation Specialist, they're hiring right now. I want you to call folks over at Canty Foundation. What is that?
15 minutes.
Oh, we're at 15 minutes, yeah. Still waiting. Mm.
Well,
we're waiting. Canty can do that. Hey, let them come in, do your crawl spaces, encapsulate crawl spaces, dry them up in this time of year. Also, let them take care of you when it comes to any foundation issues. You might have cracks, anything like that. Let them do that for you. It's our great friends at Canty Foundation Specialists. Get in touch with them. CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. These are good folks and looking for a great place to work, some great benefits and great pay and training. 401k and great insurance is CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. We'll come back. Hey, our friend Charlie Pellett joined us.